This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, it's Free Dance Music Live. We were about to have a party up in here.
Yeah, you didn't check the board.
I did check the board, but
You should have been pounding the whole time.
I missed one button out of the 300 buttons that are over here. I didn't actually ever look at that particular channel. That's the first time that channel's ever come into play. When I've been piloting this program anyway, so anyway.
Expect the unexpected.
That is really the theme of this show. Expect the unexpected. Lower your expectations. That way you'll be disappointed less. This is Free Talk Live. In case you were wondering, you are in the right place for the live Monday night edition. Our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And you can call in, talk about whatever you'd like to talk about with you in the studio tonight. It is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And we are going to talk about all sorts of stuff. I wanted to talk first tonight about an article that has popped up from a bunch of different sources. This one happens to be from Decrypt.co about Coinbase. For those of you who are into cryptocurrency, you'll know that Coinbase was really one of the first agencies that allowed you to purchase Bitcoin with either a bank account through ACH or through the use of debit and credit cards, that kind of a thing.
They're kind of like the big bank of Bitcoin.
They are, really.
Yeah. And they're that bad, too, as you might imagine.
They have a lot of the characteristics of a big bad bank. And it's gotten worse for them, in my opinion, with this article's headline, Coinbase wants to identify Bitcoin users for the DEA and IRS. In other words, they're going to market a thing. What they want to do is sell its blockchain analytics software to these two federal agencies to assist them in identifying these Bitcoin users.
Wow. See, I thought Facebook was bad trying to, sell my information to people who want to sell me stuff.
Right.
Coinbase now wants to sell my information to people who want to kill me or ruin my life.
Yeah. As a early adopter of some Bitcoin technologies, I did get a Coinbase account.
I had one too.
And
I did.
I used it early on, and they required no KYC or know your customer.
This must have been
way early on. And I was able to buy and sell Bitcoin to and from with, almost no restriction. I was dealing in very small amounts, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So they have levels, right?
Right.
It's like you got to level up in a video game. Coinbase has levels, and I never reached any level that they were really ever concerned with me, mm-hmm. that kind of a thing. But I never had to provide any sort of identifiable information until one day I went to cash out a minimal amount, $25, $50, something like that. I needed some extra cash. I'm like, oh, I'll just cash in some Bitcoin. It'll carry me through to my next payday, that kind of a thing. And they were like, oh, before you can proceed, you must upload photo identification, et cetera, and so on, and fill in all this KYC crap.
They never actually, give you some advance warning, so it's it's not an inconvenience. It's like, oh, okay, I had things I was planning on doing today, and they've just changed my plan.
And if I recall correctly, they did it at the worst possible point of the transaction, right?
Mm.
So I was in there in the website. I was navigating through. I was like, how much do you want to cash out? I want to cash out $50, whatever it was. Okay, and where do you want to go? I wanted to go to this bank account. And they're like, okay. And then
account you already had connected to.
Correct,
the
yes. And right as I hit the, go ahead and confirm, do the thing, then it pops up with the, oh, hey, by the way, before you can proceed. Instead of at the beginning of the transaction to warn me that, hey, go get your wallet or whatever, right? So,
well, like you said, that was way back in the day, and now they will put you through the know your customer process right in the very beginning of when you create the account.
Right. Well, and it's like you were saying Facebook, and just to reiterate your point, Facebook still does not require ID to open a Facebook account.
No.
Well, they have asked people for ID.
Yes, they've asked me for ID.
Right.
And I eventually gave them some ID. Mm-hmm.
Which it took them quite a while to believe that my legal name was Nobody.
I had to basically troll all of their executives repeatedly in order for them to turn my Facebook account back on when they shut it off. So I've been through that story before. We won't cover that again.
You mean troll directly?
So I just figured out what their email addressing system was, like first.last@domain.com, for example.
That's a bad plan.
And so then I went and I found, because publicly they have to display all of their officers.
Sure. Right?
Mm. And so I just go, oh, Bob Smith, Jane Doe, et cetera, and so on. And I composed an email and I BCC'd everybody. I didn't send it to anybody. I BCC'd everybody. And, you know, just basically laid out my case. Hey, I've had this name since before the internet. Mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, here's some proof, here's some ID that, you know, is generally recognizable by government entities, like my reverend certificate for mm-hmm. Reverend Captain Kickass and the Church of Spiritual Humanism, some work that I did. I had a press pass for Captain Kickass. I had some backstage passes from some shows that I managed doing the music thing and that kind of stuff. And I submitted all of that to them, which, of course, they didn't recognize as regular ID until after I went on this sort of campaign, I wouldn't say trolling, but I emailed all of them repeatedly. I created Facebook accounts in their names and then messaged them with their name and pointed out that not only are you, you know, creating a thing where when you turn off people's accounts, people think they've died or can't get a hold of them for whatever reason, but also that they don't require any ID to open an account, and anybody can open an account even with their names. And also I pointed out the fact that there was something like 725 people named Richard Cranium on their platform, which, of course, if you translate, that is dickhead, right? Mm. And so eventually they got tired of me emailing them all the time, and miraculously my account just got turned back on. Ironically, I've also, I'll knock on some wood, even though I'm not superstitious or religious, but I've never been banned from Facebook since then for anything I've posted.
Wow. So you don't know which of the executives pushed it through, but not pushed through?
Don't know. One day it just turned back on. Because I would go and I'd log into it every day and then prepare my next message for everybody. And one day I didn't have to send it because it was just on again.
Yeah, I mean, that is a valid strategy to assume that if you continue climbing an organization, you will eventually find somebody whose time is worth more than your money. And they would rather give you your money back or give you what it is that you want than have you continue to waste their time.
Exactly. So back to the claim.
I'm going to have to start trying that with those crooks at the banks.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, you know, can I speak to your McManager? back to the Coinbase thing, though. In brief, Coinbase aims to sell blockchain analytics services to the DEA and the IRS, according to public documents. The San Francisco firm stands to make as much as $250,000 from the DEA for its, quote, identity attribution, unquote, software.
That's it? $250,000? I mean, for a company like Coinbase?
I imagine that this is a subscription
per license month?
Yeah, I imagine this is a subscription-based model.
I mean, that was like a year of my salary when I was programming. So, and they've got many programmers working on this thing, I'm sure.
$250,000, if it's one time, that's chump change.
It doesn't say what it is. And I imagine as a software company that this is a subscription-based model.
Yeah, it's
which
probably
means it's
an
MRC, monthly recurring charge. Mm-hmm. So that's probably $250,000 per month.
Still, that's not a whole lot of money for Coinbase.
But now you multiply that by the DEA, the IRS, and then any other alphabet agency from any other government around the globe where Facebook has a presence, all of a sudden, that's big money per month.
If that's what it is per month. We don't know that.
Yeah.
Coinbase has faced criticism in the past for its association with controversial surveillance tech company Hacking Team, which they purchased, by the way. Cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase is looking to license its blockchain software to two U.S. government agencies. According to public records, the Drug Enforcement Administration and the Internal Revenue Service are planning to buy licenses from Coinbase for a cloud-based software called Coinbase Analytics, according to the prospective DEA contracts.
So in other words, just to sum it up, Coinbase is the enemy of peace and freedom, and you should not be doing business with them, and you certainly shouldn't be giving them any money.
I agree with you, and that is my opinion. Feel free to look into it yourselves. What do you think? Would you rather do business with somebody on the up and up, or somebody who's giving your information to the DEA and the IRS? More coming up.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
everybody. It is Free Talk Live. You are in the right place for the live Monday night edition of this fantastic radio program where you can call in and talk about whatever you want. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up any subject. We often do some show prep and kick the show off with subjects and articles and things of that nature, stuff that's happening in the world, and we'll continue to do that. With you tonight,
it's Ian.
And nobody.
And I am the Reverend Captain Kickass. I'll be your host this evening. And we've been talking a little bit about this entity called Coinbase. They are one of the, I guess, the earliest exchange in the U.S.? No?
They're one of them.
They were the first, I believe, to allow you to purchase Bitcoin with a bank account and
or debit card.
That's
certainly what they were known for.
That was their calling card. And we'll talk more about that, but first I wanted to tell you...
What did the other exchanges do before that, before you could use a bank account and a credit card? How did they get the money?
I have no idea. I would imagine wire transfer.
I believe it was also interpersonal transactions. So if you had some and somebody else wanted some, they could, you know, hey, man, I got some cash. Will you sell me some? You're like, sure.
Speaking of which, if you were thinking of selling some coin to Coinbase, sell it to me because we got a shortage in Keene.
Yeah, if you're looking to buy, nobody is selling. Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is selling. Okay. Speaking of Bitcoin, I wanted to tell you that Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or just meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. Continuing on, according to public records, the Drug Enforcement Administration and the Internal Revenue Service are planning to buy licenses from Coinbase for a cloud-based software called Coinbase Analytics. According to the prospective DEA contract, Coinbase's software will provide identity attribution for crypto addresses both domestically and internationally. So, yeah, they're going to identify folks not just in the U.S., but outside of the U.S. as well, or at least attempt to provide data that may lead these alphabet agencies to individuals. The public documents were issued on May 18th and April 7th, respectively. Industry publication The Block was the first to report the news. Coinbase would not comment directly on the federal contracts. Duh. However, a spokesperson for the San Francisco-based company told Decrypt that the firm offers its Coinbase Analytics product to financial institutions and law enforcement agencies to support compliance and investigation purposes.
Well, that's what Coinbase does. I've told the story plenty of times on the air about how at the very first Bitcoin conference that Free Talk Live ever went to, it was out in like San Jose or something like that. There was one of those fancy, you know, if you've ever been to a hotel conference before, you know, they throw the little soiree where there's the open bar if you're at a really, you know, expensive conference or whatever, or somebody's got some money and they want to sponsor, right? So they had an open bar and it was sponsored by Coinbase and Trade Hill. And Trade Hill, I believe, has since gone out of business. But there was one point at which the Coinbase CEO, who's the same guy still, so if you look him up, you can find him. And the CEO of Trade Hill were standing there talking to an attorney, and I had been talking to the attorney previous to that, just, you know, you're just mingling, right, in one of these things. And I sat there and listened as they talked about creating what they described as like a white hat society, where they would team up with all the other obedient companies to show the government just how obedient that they are. Because they want to have, you know, to curry favor with the regulators. And the idea was that they were going to prohibit, any Bitcoin that went through the Silk Road from being used ever again at any of these white hat companies.
Well, not just that, but if you're super lawyered up, if you've got a lot of lawyers, then every regulation they pass becomes a competitive advantage for you because the little guy gets forced out of the market and you have these scumbags left to deal with and nobody else.
The story you're telling, Ian, sounds like kind of what it might be like if businesses got together and said, we're not going to take any cash if it has traces of cocaine on it.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like...
Because, like that's that. The, like most cash does. If our listeners do not know, most U.S. dollars of almost any variety have traces of, well, all sorts of things, including cocaine and other things. Fecal matter has been found on them. All sorts of fun stuff. So when they say cash is dirty, they are making an accurate statement.
That's true.
Well, of course, the thing that gives the dollar its value is also taxation, so it's blood money as well.
Mm. Well, yeah, it's the full faith and force of the United States government is what gives it its value. We know it's not based in anything of real value.
But yeah, in case you needed any more evidence that Coinbase was bad news, now you've got them directly working with the IRS and the DEA to help them with their investigation.
Coinbase confirmed that it developed this Coinbase analytics software with technology from Neutrino, which is a blockchain analysis company that it bought last year.
Mm.
So it went out, found this company that was doing all sorts of blockchain analysis, said, oh, you guys are cool. If we buy you, we can integrate this thing into this new product that we can market to governments.
Mm-hmm.
And so now governments are Coinbase's target customer.
I wonder if it's occurred to them that it might not be good public relations to be like publicly saying, we're going to try and harm our customers as much as we can.
Yeah, if only more people thought like we did, nobody, because there's a certain group that these kinds of companies are pandering to, and Coinbase, they're not the only one. Gemini is another one that was owned by, or is owned by, the Winklevoss twins, who are sort of noteworthy, I guess, in the Facebook history, apparently. And these characters are based in New York, and both Gemini and Coinbase have passed what they call the New York Bit License. So they have jumped through all the arbitrary hoops that the New York bureaucrats put up for crypto companies to do, which costs at least $100,000, from what I understand. You got to have attorneys and jump through all kinds of just insane hoops to do that. And Gemini was buying advertisements, I think, like a couple years ago in Manhattan, like tops of taxi cabs, bus stops, sides of buses, you know, all these advertisements to brag about how compliant they are. And I think that the tagline that they used in the ad was, crypto needs rules.
Oh, boy. No, I remember seeing one of those ads, too.
Yeah,
I got a rule. I don't deal with them.
I mean, crypto has rules by nature of the product.
Mm-hmm.
It has rules in and of itself.
It's a computer program.
Yeah. It can't, in fact...
But that's not what they were referring to.
One could say it is nothing but a series of rules, as a matter of fact.
That's true.
It's just mathematics applied in a way that solves the problem of trust in between three parties, so that you don't have to rely on a centralized organization for your monetary denomination needs. What do you think? Would you like to have a decentralized, anonymous organization that you can deal with? I sure would. 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and President Trump actually do have something in common. They're both opposed to defunding the police. Biden releasing a statement today saying that reforms are needed. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott also not a fan of defunding the police.
What a ridiculous idea. It is not an idea whose time has come. It should never come. The absolute nation requires law and order.
Scott speaking there on Fox Business. The fired Minneapolis police officer accused of murdering George Floyd could give his plea in 3 weeks. That's when Derek Chauvin is due back in court. Today he heard the charges against him as a judge raised his unconditional bail to $1.5 million, and the U.S. Soccer Federation may eliminate the rule that requires national team players to stand during the national anthem. You're listening to USA Radio News. Minneapolis City Council President Lisa Bender is defending her council's push to disband the Minneapolis Police Department following the death of George Floyd. She joined CNN and was asked, what would happen if someone breaks into your house during the middle of the night? Who would you call?
Yes, I mean, I hear that loud and clear from a lot of my neighbors. And I know, and myself too, and I know that that comes from a place of privilege, because for those of us for whom the system is working, I think we need to step back and imagine what it would feel like to already live in that reality, where calling the police may mean more harm is done.
With millions of dollars in estimated damages from the looting and rioting that took place in Minneapolis, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey is asking for your tax dollars to help pay for some of the damages. Frey and Democratic Governor Tim Walz saying that they're going to do what they can to help small businesses when it comes to rebuilding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Like the guy on the microphone said in the song that you just heard just now. Yeah. Ha ha. We are here live on Monday. This is Free Talk Live. You're in the right place for the live Monday night edition. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And before we move on from talking about things related to cryptocurrency, I wanted to tell you about Intercoin. Communities issue their own currency backed by Intercoin. They can choose to inflate the circulating supply of their own money to spend on internal projects, or they can choose to tax certain transactions and remove money from circulation. These activities deterministically. There we go.
Yeah. A thing is deterministic if you know what it's going to do.
And so it changes the exchange rate of the community's local money to Intercoin without affecting the other communities or the rest of the Intercoin ecosystem. That's pretty neat. Each community can choose its own policies and openly program them into their coins. Each individual can choose what coins to get and how to spend them with upfront knowledge of what they're getting into. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the Internet and in meat space. We think that this is important here on Free Talk Live, so important that FTL has accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. in exchange for advertising. If you also think freedom is important, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. So, in the last segment, we talked a bit about Coinbase and some Bitcoin-related things, some Facebook stuff, but let's take a journey back in time.
To where?
To yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Last night's show was titled something, and it's a story that I guess you guys got a bunch of calls and that kind of a thing, and so you weren't able to really get to this story, so let's cover it now, shall we?
Yeah, it's about that barber that we've discussed in Michigan. He's based in a town called Owosso. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. But his name is Carl Mankey, Carl with a K, M-A-N-K-E, and he's 77 years old, and he's been in the headlines over the last couple of months during this whole COVID crackdown nonsense. And his case, because the government, of course, targeted him because he opened up his barbershop during the orders to not open up.
How dare he try and, you know, commit commerce when the government says you can't.
To help his customers get what they wanted him to do to him, which is, you know, cut their hair. He was targeted by the government there, and they brought him into court. And ultimately, a court of appeals, or at some point, a court of appeals had ordered him to shut down. You know, you got to close up shop. You're in trouble, mister.
We can't have just anybody cutting hair around here.
So it went to the Michigan Supreme Court. The story here from MLive.com. A Friday, June 5th order by the Michigan State Court ruled to vacate the court of appeals decision that ordered.
Nice.
That ordered a lower court judge to issue a preliminary injunction to shut down Mankey's shop. The case has been since remanded to the Court of Appeals for additional consideration. So his case isn't over yet. It's now going back to the Court of Appeals after he had won at the Supreme Court.
Wait, so if a court orders another court to do something and the court doesn't do the thing the other court ordered them to do, who enforces that?
You'd have to appeal back up, I think, to the Supreme Court at that point.
Okay.
The issue came to a boil between Mankey and the State Department of Health and Human Services after the 77-year-old reopened his shop on May 4th in face of executive orders from Gretchen Whitmer, that's the governor there, that ordered barbershops and salons to close over COVID-19 concerns.
Wasn't Gretchen the Wicked Witch of the West, or was that the East? I don't remember.
I don't know, but people have been calling her a wicked witch, I believe.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Gretchen is like a Karen on steroids.
In the order, Justice David Viviano states, in part, quote, "It's incumbent on the courts to ensure decisions are made according to the rule of law, not hysteria." They said further, quote, "In addition to entering an order whose validity is highly suspect, the Court of Appeals majority took the extraordinary step of directing the trial court to take immediate action despite the fact that an application for leave had already been filed in our court." That is according to the Supreme Court Justice there. David Coleman, who's Mankey's attorney, said they're ecstatic about the order, saying, quote, "We feel our legal arguments have been vindicated by the court's ruling." He said this has a big impact on the hearing that was set for next Thursday. State Attorney General's office had filed a motion this week to find Mankey in contempt of court after he continued to cut hair following the Court of Appeals ruling. The attorney said that is how vindictive they are against Carl. So just to recap here, the Court of Appeals said, shut this guy down. This needs to stop. And the old man ignored that crap, and he kept on going.
I love this guy.
He kept on cutting hair. And then he got a 7-0 decision by the Supreme Court. The motion asks for thousands of dollars a day in fines for every day to be assessed against Mankey if he continues to operate. The order also calls the granting of a preliminary injunction without a unanimous decision inexplicable. Per Common, the argument is whether the executive order carried any weight after the state legislature did not extend the state of emergency at the end of April. So that was the argument that the defense attorney was making, basically saying, essentially, the argument is the governor had the ability legally, supposedly, to create the state of emergency. The attorney is arguing that the governor's extension of the state of emergency wasn't valid because the legislature was supposed to extend it. So, meaning the governor can put this thing in place, I guess, and then the legislature has to
kick the can down the road.
Say, okay, we agree with this, let's keep this going. That's my understanding of this. I could be wrong, so if you're in Michigan and I'm getting this wrong, please give us a call and let us know about this. Coleman, who again is the defense attorney, says, quote, "The issue is, why are people being treated unequally under the order of law?"
Yeah.
He says.
Huh.
Regarding of other businesses being allowed to open.
I can't imagine being 77 years old, having developed my skills at a certain trade, owning my own business, presumably. I presume he's a business owner, right? His own barber shop, right? And then one day being told by the government, you can't do this anymore. Now, I play music and stuff. I still do kind of a little bit. And I can't imagine, like, being forced by government to no longer play music.
Which is what they did, basically. They told you you can't play music for people.
Well, right. You can't go do gigs. And,
right.
Like, all art and performance art has been shut down, obviously. But, I mean, in this guy's case, this is his livelihood, mm-hmm. his skill, his craft. This could be comparable to welding, carpentry, plumbing, right? This is a useful thing that people deem as, you know, I mean, I can't believe that haircuts aren't deemed, what's the word the government uses?
Essential.
Essential, yes. Thank you. I find that difficult to believe.
All arbitrary.
And I can't believe, I mean, I applaud this guy. So much. Thank you for your service, Mr. Mankey.
He's still moving forward because the case is still in play. The order has told the Court of Appeals that they should address whether the motion for a preliminary injunction is rendered moot now that the governor has ordered that barbershops can be open statewide in June. And this part of the problem here is there were 2 months, at least, and arguably longer than that, where business owners were told, you can't make money. You can't do anything.
Right.
And then they let them open up a little bit. You can open up here. You can open up there. You have to have all these restrictions.
That's the Reagan trickle-down theory of economics, right? You can have a little trickle.
I don't know if that's what it was.
No, I'm making a joke.
Right.
But yeah.
And so they argued.
There has never been anything called a trickle-down theory in economics. That's not a theory.
So what I was saying, though, was that they, you know, told businesses you can't be open at all. Then they kind of let them back out a little bit. And now, according to the governor, barbershops can now reopen statewide on June 15th. So now that the court process has begun on this and the regulations are coming undone on this, now the court can just be like, oh, well, we don't have to rule on this now because, you know, everything's
right.
Fine. And so you don't get an actual real, like, spanking for the government from the government in this case, which, of course, you shouldn't expect anyway.
Right,
but,
just the,
like,
threat of it.
There isn't even a best-case scenario at this point. They're just going to walk away from it, it looks like.
Well, the best-case scenario is they pull a Black Lives Matter deal and go and burn down their building.
If you know Mr. Mankey, please give him our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We'd love to talk to him.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Do anything. It's talk. This is what happens when you make sounds that come out of your mouth that turn into words. And it's live, which means it's happening now, in real time. This is Free Talk Live. With you in the studio tonight, it's
Ian.
And nobody.
And I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. We've been talking about Mr. Mankey. I just had an idea during the break about a promo video for this guy. It's the song My Baby Does the Hanky Panky, except we changed it to the Mankey Panky. And it's just video of him cutting people's hair, right, over and over again. And then with, like, the police footage where they, like, arrest him interspersed with all of that. I think that would be a good idea. We were talking about Mr. Mankey and his fight to cut hair in the great state of Michigan during the, quote, lockdown, unquote. And, Ian, you said you had another thought or something from the story that you wanted to get out.
Yeah, for listeners just tuning in, he did have a pretty big victory, 7-0 at the, 7-0 is a pretty
big
victory.
That's defining,
At the Michigan Supreme Court, where they overturned a lower court decision that basically had ruled that there should be an injunction placed against him and he could face fines of thousands of dollars a day. That was overturned, and the case is now being remanded back to that lower court for further decision on whatever the case originally was. So it's not over yet. This is how courts go. Like, there's one thing that gets appealed, it goes up, there's a decision, it goes back down. But what I wanted to share was the quote that they have here at MLive.com from Carl Mankey, the 77-year-old man who is fighting to be able to, you know, cut people's hair who want to have their hair cut. It's not like he's forcing people to come into it.
Heaven forbid people should desire to have their hair cut.
Yeah, so according to the story here, by the way, his license does remain suspended, but he is continuing. His attorney says they're planning to file for a stay on that order. Mankey said Wednesday he has a right to work and will continue to do so in the face of court action, and there are only a few ways that he would stop working. Quote, either Jesus comes, they cut off my hands, or she resigns. One or the other. And when he says she resigns, he's talking about the governor.
Wow. Whitmer specifically, I believe he's talking about.
Yes. So, I mean, that's the kind of hardcore dedication that if only we had another 100,000 business owners like him.
Yeah. Again,
sadly, we don't.
If any of our listeners in Michigan have Mr. Mankey's contact information, please give him our phone number, 855-450-3733, and ask him to call us.
Well, I mean, he's got a barber shop.
Love to talk to him.
You could call him there if you really wanted to.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking when we were talking off air, but at the same time, if he called us, that'd be cool, too.
That would be cool.
And since we're called Free Talk Live, let's go to some of your calls and your thoughts right now. We have Rusty calling from Orlando, Florida. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there, y'all. I'm a long-time listener.
Can you talk right into the phone, please?
This guy called about another night. He called with that another night. I forget which night it was, but
so yeah. Just in case our listeners don't know, if you are going to call the show and you are driving, please use either hands-free technology or pull off to the side of the road when we actually take your car when you call in, and that kind of thing. I'm pretty sure Rusty's doing this as a bit.
That was a prank.
So
it's a good one.
Pretty sure nobody, no animals were harmed in the making of this production.
It made me laugh the second time. I mean, it is funny.
Continuing on with your calls and your thoughts.
It's better than calling and saying the F word. I mean, it's way better.
Oh, yeah, indeed it is. Let's go to Larry in Indiana. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
how you doing there?
Everything's great, right?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Hey, look, now, the protesters, they're asking for local law enforcement to be defunded, right?
Okay. Are they?
They're asking
good.
For it. They are. They're demanding. They're demanding it, in fact.
Race.
And you know what that means?
What does that mean?
Cash-strapped city can get rid of a part, the largest part, of their budget, which is public safety. That means that they can take
public safety or police? Because the police are out there beating people, killing people, and putting people in prison.
Okay, yeah. I'm talking about
the city.
Not safe. I'm talking about the metropolitan police, the municipal policing for people. Okay, then they can get rid of that budget. Then, you know who comes in to take the place? The feds come in to take their place. And it's totally different systems. The feds, federal government, sends the policing force in to keep the peace. That's what they do.
I don't think that would be the case. I think that is the case. I think you would likely see the state government send the police
The state government gets taken over, too, because what happened is when they merged the municipal police force and the sheriff in our county, that made them as one. Now, the sheriff.
They merged
to clarify, you're saying they merged
the Indianapolis City Police with the county sheriff?
With the county sheriff. And
when
I knew at that time, it's been about 10 years back.
Huh. What do they call them now?
Well, I hope they're going to have to defund the feds, too, then.
The IMPD and the sheriff. Is a constitutional officer, and he is the top law enforcement in every county throughout the state. So if they say something like, hey, we want you to prosecute federal crimes, the de facto judges are already here in place. We had de facto judges appointed in counties with large population of blacks, right, so that they can rule. And you know what a de facto judge, when they have a problem, they appoint these judges so that they can make the rulings to deal with that problem. You can look online and see the gigantic jail that they're building here in our city. And these de facto judges are going to keep it filled up because they're going to be prosecuting federal statutes and the state statutes also.
They're not going to prosecute federal statutes in
they
state
can.
Court.
They're de facto judges.
They can house federal criminals, that's for sure.
They already house the federal criminal. They're going to do the prosecution.
I have a question. If the police department is defunded in any city, pick a city, the police department is defunded, police are gone, no more police. Why wouldn't new entrepreneurs or existing businesses be able to fill the void?
Because they can't afford to contact and contract with the city. They can't afford to have a training academy set up.
No.
Contracting with the city would defeat the point.
Yeah, contracting with the city would defeat the point. Why wouldn't private security services or insurance companies expand to now also offer security services in lieu of the police department existing?
Well, it is. The corporations already have their own security, and they have their jurisdiction over their property.
Let me rephrase the question, Larry. Let me rephrase the question. The police department gets defunded. There's no more police department. What's stopping you, personally, from offering a new security service to individual people for, you know, a reasonable price?
I don't have the money. I can't afford to do it.
Well, somebody's got some money.
I mean, if you're providing a service to them, then they would be providing money to you in return.
Well, you usually have to have money to start a business. I mean, you usually have to have something to start a business. You might want to have a car to drive around in, you know, with a spotlight on it.
I can't afford it.
I mean,
right. So Larry's not in a position where he can start a business, is what it sounds like to me. But there are people who can start a business. There are people who do have the money to buy a car.
Well, and there are existing businesses who would love to expand their service and product offerings into the private security field.
Like an existing security company, you mean?
Or an insurance company or something along these lines. People who do have money. So, again, Larry, what's preventing that? What would prevent that from happening?
The money, because you can't afford to do it. You can't afford to do it.
The insurance companies, they have a bunch of money.
They can't afford it. They can't afford it. I don't care how they try to do it.
Nobody has any money.
They can't afford
it. Nobody in the world.
Only a municipality. Only a municipality can afford to do that.
That's ridiculous.
And the only municipality.
You realize that municipalities have only as much money as they can rob people of.
Right, the money they took.
So the people they're robbing have more than the municipality stole.
Well, we're going along with it because so then we're grandfathered into that situation. So what I'm saying is, and you know, I won't tap all your night.
When you say we're going along with it, what do you mean?
Yeah, you are, because you're buying into the protest. You're buying into colored people. Hey, look, look, they're using the black man again.
I'm not buying any people of any variety.
Yeah, neither am I.
That's all they're doing.
Thanks for the call tonight, Larry. Have a good night, bro. Yeah, I'm with you, nobody. I'm not buying or selling any persons. I believe that would be known as slavery. So, 855-450-FREE. Should private industry take over policing services? More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.